This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Vote count updates from local polls coming in from different parts of the country. Government to celebrate Republic Day for 3 days. Home Minister and Law Minister meet Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda regarding citizenship bill, and UN warns Ukraine invasion could cause global food crisis. Now the news in detail. The results of local level elections held on the 13th of May are coming out from across the country. The Election Commission has informed that the results of 561 municipalities and rural municipalities have come out so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 249 local levels, CPN-UML in 159, CPN-Maoist Centre in 103, Janata Samajwadi Party in 14, CPN Unified Socialist in 6, and others in 30 local levels. Voting updates are being received from all metropolis as well. As per the latest report, in Kathmandu mayoral post, independent candidate Balindra Saha has been leading the vote count with 22,189 votes. CPN UML candidate Kesab Stapit is following him with 11,601 vote. In Bharatpur, mayoral candidate Renu Dahal has been leading the vote count with 15,513 votes. Her nearest rival, UML candidate Bijay Subedi, has been following her with 12,387 votes. In the post of deputy mayor of Bharatpur Metropolis, Chitra Sen Adhikari of the Nepali Congress has received 17,970 votes, while his nearest rival Himala Gurung of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has received 9,661 votes. Similarly, in Pokhara Metropolis, Dhanaraj Acharya of CPN Unified Socialist has been leading the vote counts with 19,615 votes, while his nearest rival Krishna Bahadur Thapa of the CPN UML has been following him with 17,512 votes. In the post of Deputy Mayor of Pokhara, Kopila Ranavat of the Nepali Congress has received 19,774 votes, while her nearest rival Manju Devi Gurung of the CPN UML has received 20,002 votes. Similarly, in Biratnagar Metropolis, Nepali Congress candidate Nagesh Koirala has been leading the vote count in the mayoral post with 19,173 votes, while his nearest rival CPN UML candidate Sagar Kumar Thapa has received 14,338 votes. In the post of Deputy Mayor of Biratnagar Metropolis, Silpa Karki of the CPN UML has received 16,752 votes, while her nearest rival Amrendra Yadav of the Janata Samajwadi Party has received 9,715 votes. CPN UML has registered its win to the post of a mayor and deputy mayor of Gorahi sub-metropolis in Dang district. Chief Returning Officer Ritendra Thapa said UML mayoral candidate Narulal Chaudhary secured 31,728 to secure his victory, while his close contender Hemraj Sharma of CPN Maoist Centre got 26,328 votes. Chaudhary was elected to the mayoral post in an order local election as well. UML's candidate Huma DC emerged the winner of the post of a deputy mayor with 30,403 votes. Her close contender Bhupa Bahadur Dangi of Nepali Congress received 30,354 votes. Nepali Congress candidate has emerged victorious as mayor of Fidim municipality in Pasthar. Nepali Congress candidate Mitra Prasad Kafle received 9,855 to become the mayor. His close contender Prithvi Lavati of CPN UML secured 9,280 votes. Likewise, CPN Maoist Centre candidate Radhakrishna Neupane registered his victory as a deputy mayor with 9,036 votes. His rival Jagat Prasad Thapa Magar of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party only obtained 5,643 votes. The CPNUML candidates have been elected to the post of mayor and deputy mayor in Madhyabindu municipality in Navalparasi. Bhimlal Adhikari won the mayor post by securing 16,212 votes in the local level elections held on May 13. His closest contender, Surya Bahadur Gurung of the Nepali Congress, polled 14,645 votes. Similarly, Purna Kala Chaudhary of the UML won the deputy mayor post. She secured 16,122 votes as against her nearest rival, Tika Kumari Mahato of the Nepali Congress, who bagged 14,624 votes. The CPNUML has won the mayoral and deputy mayoral post in the Bhiriganga municipality of Surkhet. Yagya Prasad Dhakal has been elected the mayor and Dhansara Bohra deputy mayor in the local level elections held on May 13. Dhakal secured 10,022 votes to defeat his nearest competitor Ram Bahadur Singh, who finished the race with 9,797. Singh was the mayoral candidate from the Nepali Congress CPN Mao Center Electoral Alliance. The winner of the deputy mayor election, Bohra, got 9,614 against 8,913 by her nearest competitor, Narendra Bahadur Karki from the Mao Center. The Nepali Congress has registered its victory in the post of mayor and deputy mayor of Halesi Tuachung municipality in Khotang district. Bimala Rai has been elected mayor of Halesi Tuachung municipality by securing 6,317 votes. Her closest rival, Khadendra Kumar Rai of the CPNUML, received 5,966 votes, said election officer Sangita Nyupane. A woman has been elected the mayor for the first time in Saptari district. Gita Chaudhary of the Nepali Congress has been elected the mayor of the municipality by securing 7,292 votes in the local level election held on May 13. Her closest contender, Ram Narayan Chaudhary of the CPN Unified Socialist, got 4,217 votes. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sarma Koirala held a meeting with the chairperson of CPN Mao Center and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda regarding the Citizenship Bill. Home Minister Khan's secretariat said during the meeting held at Dahal residence in Kumaltar of Lalitpur this morning, they discussed on contemporary political issues, operation of federal parliament and different bills going to be presented by the government in the parliament. Discussion was also held on the matter of tabling the citizenship bill at the consensus of political parties in ongoing session of the House of Representatives. Earlier, Home Minister Khar also held discussion with the political parties time and again regarding the citizenship bill. The government has been making preparation to table the citizenship bill at political parties' consensus. Home Minister Khad and Law Minister Sarma held a meeting with Chair Dahal to forge consensus in this regard. The government is going to celebrate Republic Day for 3 days. A meeting of the committee for the main ceremony of the Republic Day 2079 Bikram Sambat, held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, had decided to celebrate Republic Day with 3-day program. A meeting of the main function committee chaired by Home Minister Balkrishna Khar had decided to celebrate Republic Day on 28th, 29th and 30th of May with various programs. The committee had decided that all the government offices at the federal, state and local levels will decorate the national flags and banners on the evening of 28th of May and request the general public to celebrate Diwali. Secretary at the Minister of Home Affairs, Tek Narayan Pandey, informed that the ceremony will be held at Army Pavilion in Turikhel in the presence of President Vidyadevi Bhandari. Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are scheduled to broadcast awareness songs on 30th of May, and the government and public bodies are scheduled to celebrate Diwali in their homes, offices and public places in the evening. The Embassy of Nepal in Washington, D.C. has sent 5 stone sculptures of historical and religious importance dating back to the 10th to 14th century back to Nepal. The sculptures have been sent to the Departments of Archaeology of the Government of Nepal via UPS freight forwarding. According to a statement issued by the Embassy of Nepal, out of 5 sculptures, a statue of Uma Maheswara was handed over the embassy by Denver Art Museum in Colorado on 13th of September 2021. Other 4 statues of Chaturmukh Sivalinga, Nagaraja, Padmapani and Sakyamuni Buddha were handed over to the embassy by a private collector on different dates. The UPS Foundation has collaborated with the embassy by sponsoring the transfer of these statues to Nepal. Earlier, the UPS freight forwarding had also extended similar cooperation to the Nepali embassy in the transfer of the statue of Basudeva Kamalaja in April 2021. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The UN has warned Russia's invasion of Ukraine could soon cause a global food crisis that may last for years. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the war had worsened food insecurity in poorer nations due to rising prices. Some countries could face long-term famines if Ukraine's exports are not restored to pre-war levels, he added. The conflict has scored off supplies from Ukraine's ports, which once exported vast amounts of cooking oil as well as cereals such as maize and wheat. According to UN, this has reduced the global supply and caused the price of alternatives to soar. Global food prices are almost 30% higher than at the same time last year. US President Joe Biden is said to meet Finland's president and Sweden's prime minister in Washington on Thursday to discuss their NATO membership bids. The U.S. is backing both nations' efforts to join the Western Defense Alliance. If they succeed, NATO will grow to 32 members. The two Nordic countries made applications in the light of Russia's invasion, drawing warnings from the Kremlin that the move would not bring stability to Europe. Finland shares 1,300-kilometer border with Russia. Turkey is opposing the two countries' applications, accusing them of harboring anti-Turkish extremists. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Vote count updates from local polls coming in from different parts of the country. Government to celebrate Republic Day for 3 days. Home Minister and Law Minister meet Maoist Center Chairperson Kamal Dahal Prasanda regarding citizenship bill and UN warns Ukraine invasion could cause global food crisis. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.